Education, vocational training centers, VTCs, across the country could face significant setbacks if the court order halting the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, remained in place until its potential cessation on June 30, 2026. The CDF, which has been a vital source of financial support for many students in VTCs, has been a lifeline for these institutions that are not supported by funding from the Higher Education Loans Board, HELB. Without these crucial funds, many vulnerable learners stand to lose their opportunity to acquire much-needed skills for the job market. VTCs have traditionally relied on bursaries from county governments and allocations from the CDF, facilitated through members of parliament, to support financially disadvantaged learners. The looming end of CDF operations has raised concerns among educators, parents, and students alike. Mr. Raphael Nyadenge, principal of Indera Vocational Training Center in Jhem constituency, Siaya County, expressed deep worry about the potential impact of the court order on vocational education in the country. The disbanding of CDF will disadvantage many vulnerable learners who rely on bursaries. Their education will be in jeopardy, Nyadenge said. He noted that many students attending VTCs come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds and depended heavily on financial support from CDF bursaries to stay in school. Nyadenge also called for a change in how vocational training centers were perceived, stating that it was time for these institutions to be viewed at the same level of importance as other institutions of higher learning. VTCs should not be seen as a landing pad for failures, as they have been stereotyped in the past. They help impart diverse skills in a world where the majority of jobs are skill-based, he said. His call to action resonates with the current job market's increasing demand for technical and vocational skills. With unemployment rates high, VTCs provide critical skills training that prepares individuals for the labor market. Nyadenge urged both youth and working professionals to consider enrolling in VTCs to upgrade or learn new skills that could enhance their career prospects and earnings. He said the potential end of CDF funding could not come at a worse time for VTCs, which have been instrumental in providing affordable technical education to thousands of Kenyans. With limited alternative funding options, the fate of many learners and the future of these essential institutions remain uncertain, he added. Stakeholders are now urging the government to explore sustainable financing solutions to ensure that VTCs continue to operate and provide critical skills training to the nation's youth, even in the absence of CDF support.